This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
Broken the lights.
What's the story? No, they're fixed now.
What are you doing? I have a controller here, Callum.
You've given me the bump and now.
Sky, he is an enigma.
Gotcha.
You look psychotic there. Gotcha.
Hey.
Gotcha.
Lachlan.
Just very quickly, we got an email.
What?
Yeah.
More emails.
Hold on. Let me just go into the mailbag 1 second.
Russell.
I need to find it. It's from Louise, north of the Golden Gate Bridge. She's the American listener.
Yeah, that's class,
she actually
Louise.
Emailed on Monday, but it went into the junk, so apologies for not seeing your email sooner. Fullycharged at spin1038.com if you do want an email, just drop into the mailbag. Hi, it's Louise here.
Hi, Louise.
I've got a get it wrong question for you.
Okay.
How many members are in the K-pop band 17?
What?
So a band called 17.
Is there a band called 17?
Yeah,
bet you it's not 17.
Well, there you go. So that's the question that you can put in.
It's going to go with 17.
It's 13. So that's the correct answer. So that obviously anything otherwise than that is
so people
is
will go for... You're hoping people will think it's 17, so they'll go for 13. And then they'll be right.
Yeah.
And she said, I love you guys.
I love you guys.
Louise. I wonder, is Louise American or is she Irish traveling?
Louise, get back to us.
I think she's messaged before. She's Irish who lives in America, but it could be the other way around.
I like to be.
That'd be cool to live in America.
Under the sea, in an octopus's garden.
I really
like
the blue.
I actually have something to say. Stop the music. Got a pocket full of dreams, cause I'm in New York!
Concrete jungles where dreams are made of.
Are we doing a numbers
There's
game
nothing
quickly?
You okay. can sure. do. Now you're in New York! Question. Okay, here we go. Email us. Does anyone actually like us doing Countdown in the intro? Or do they just find it very abrasive?
On the show.
I'd say it's really annoying to listen to.
I actually say it's not that enjoyable for the intro. No. I'd say people fast forward.
People want to hear us.
What?
So I'll tell you. There's a group of kids on my road that I'm scared of. It's
How
the
old
first
are they?
Time I actually heard them make noise, and I think they're going to be really rowdy now in these summer months.
See, it's a tight estate.
It's a tight estate, but the thing is, there's a big bit of grass.
Yeah.
They're not playing
is
there.
Is it too close to the road?
Potentially.
The parents might like
there's a good patch of grass, but...
Sit to the left. Sorry, it's on
your
right as you come
in. When you come in.
Yeah, would it be a case that the parents can't see their kids there? They'd like to be able to see them outside?
No.
There's no use playing football on the road.
On my road. Tiny, narrow road. But someone hit the ball at the back of my car. I felt angry. I wanted to do something.
I'm very lucky there's no kids running around my estate.
Yeah, do you have no kids? No.
There's kids that run up and down the corridors of the apartment building. Don't like that.
No, you don't like that.
They just want a garden.
I'd say it is weird growing up in an apartment.
Yeah, I'd say you want a garden to be able to run out into.
I used to think that when I was in the gated community.
There's a big park next to us. Santry Demence.
I suppose that's why those apartment blocks would have to have green areas.
Yeah.
So the kids could go out and play in the green area.
Because it would be apartment living. It's very different to a house.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing a lot of people on your level.
Do you like apartment living, Callum?
Yeah. I do miss having like a house, like having a garden, but it's nice that we've got the balcony and everything. We're doing another year though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Doing another year.
Another
You've
year.
Heard it here first. Are you going to move back in then to save?
I don't know.
Nice that you have that luxury.
Yeah, we have the option. We're close to all of Jess's family and everything, so it's nice not to just be scrounging to try and find a place in this.
All right, you scrounger.
Crazy rent.
How
market.
Can I protect you in this crazy
now,
world?
Now, do you think people prefer?
Now, what do you prefer? Did you prefer that, or do you prefer a Countdown?
Graham.
Fully charged. What is it? Spin103.com.
You shouted.
What do you prefer? We gotta go. Let us know, please do, and we'll read them out tomorrow.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1 2 1 2 hey.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
morning.
Live across Dublin, this is the only way to start your day. Set here on Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm hanging out with Graham and Nathan.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What's up, y'all? It's Ariana Grande waking you up on Fully Charged.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, and I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What? Wake up!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Okay, let's take bets.
All right.
Look at my chin.
All right.
See the white mark? That isn't toothpaste. That is spot cream. I woke up this morning and I'm having a very bad couple of weeks of spots around my scalp.
Why is that?
Well, luckily they've stayed away from my face. I think it's because I'm going out partying a lot and having a lot of broken sleep and living to excess, Nathan. So I don't think it's been good for my skin. However, I woke up and I felt the first one on my chin for a long time. I tried to get ahead of it with some spot cream. Producer Callum, who is looking at the... Look, it's switching off lights.
Yeah.
What do we think? Are we thinking this is going to become a big spot, or have I got on top of it on my chin? In a couple of days, by Friday, will this be massive and taking over my chin? Now, I remember this time.
If I'm honest, I was looking at a different spot.
Where?
On your chin.
No, not two.
It's kind of directly under your lower lip. But then I'm thinking, is that a goatee?
That's a little goatee.
Oh, very nice.
Just okay. There where the white marking is on the spot cream.
Looks absolutely huge.
Yeah.
That's going to erupt,
red.
Baby.
It's red, I
That's
know.
That's going to be like Mount Vesuvius.
Callum, you're looking at the... You're looking at the old cameras over there. What do you reckon? I'm looking right down the lens so you can see me in the camera control corner.
It's one of those ones that, and I don't want to get too gross for this time in the morning, isn't going to get like a white head on it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a big red blob.
So yeah. you can't squeeze it.
Yeah, it's because you don't get them. You just it's more of a boil.
Yeah, I get boils and
stuff. Yeah, that's going to get big.
Susan Boyle.
That's what happens to me.
We're cool, aren't we?
Well,
we're so cool.
Great way to start the show. Thank you for that. A little medical corner.
Thank you.
Do you remember yesterday we were speaking about neighbours? I have brand new neighbours next to me. I welcomed them in and I said at the end of our interaction, hey, if you need anything, you know where I am. And he said likewise. And then we kind of started to talk, what do you get from your neighbour?
We still have a couple more messages coming in, including a neighbour and a dog story.
Yeah.
This could go one of two ways. We'll chat to them next on Spin 103.8.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Did you hear? This place, this country, is going to be hotter than Malaga today.
I love it.
Beach ball in the studio.
I think this week, and not today, and also Malta by Friday. But I love when they do that. I love when people go, right, let's find somewhere that it's notoriously hot, but isn't as hot as Ireland on this one specific day.
And we are victorious. But let's speak about neighbours, okay? We did just hear Ed Sheeran on that song. Ed Sheeran notoriously doesn't get on too well with the neighbours.
Nope.
They constantly complain because he's always having renovations done to the house.
He just ends up buying their houses then. It's great.
I told you I have brand new neighbours. They seem very nice. Good interaction with them the other day. I ended by saying, hey, you know where I am. If you need anything, come to me. And he said likewise. And we were just kind of speaking about the relationship you have with neighbours.
What do you go over to ask for? Have you asked for anything? How does the neighbour relationship work? We wanted to get us a few funny ones yesterday. And Rebecca's got in contact with us on WhatsApp voice note about her neighbour interaction.
So last year, myself and my son, who was two at the time, moved into our own place. When we were moving in, it happened over Bank Holiday weekend, and we moved in on the Friday. On the Bank Holiday Sunday then, like, that introduced like ourselves to my neighbour. Hi, how are you? If you ever need that, you know, we're here, etc, etc, etc. Then Sunday morning came and the baby locked himself into the bathroom. I had no keys, I had nothing, I had no way of getting them, so... On that Bank Holiday Sunday, I knocked up in my pyjamas, in the hysterics of screaming, after only been living there 2 days, crying that my son had locked himself into the bathroom. So thankfully, they came down and they got him out after quite some time.
Aww.
But yeah, very good neighbours ever since.
There's something, actually. Should I be giving my neighbour a key?
Maybe hold out.
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they could be murderers.
And they
you never
in.
Know. And they could break in.
Well, what a way to go. I was thinking what would be fun is if I baked them a cake.
Yeah.
And I put the key inside the cake without telling them.
And then they choked on the key.
Well, I hope they wouldn't choke. I hope it would just be a pleasant surprise.
Alana, tell us your neighbour story.
So first and foremost, when we moved into our place, I had the girls over for a housewarming and we didn't have a corkscrew. So we had to go next door and ask the neighbour for a corkscrew. And she was very obliging. She was very nice about it. Then our second story was that we got a little Cavapoo puppy in November. And we knocked into our other neighbour to say, look, here's our little bundle of joy. And we're very sorry if she keeps you awake the next few weeks. But she loved the puppy so much that she went down and bought the sister puppy. So now we both have little puppies.
Oh, that is so nice.
Wow, I thought that was going to go a completely different way, where the neighbour was like, no, because our family have a Cavapoo, Kenny dog leash, and I'm sure you're aware, Lana. Well, I don't know what your Cavapoo is like, but they like to bark a lot.
She's mad.
Yeah.
And very, very yappy, yeah. Mm, so the neighbour, at least we've both been sharing the highs and the lows now of puppy life together.
Can I ask, why didn't you show your Cavapoo to the corkscrew lady?
Question.
Her house doesn't attach to ours, so there was a bit of distance. We still showed her the puppy, but the puppy wouldn't have been as noisy on her side than the other neighbour.
Can you and your neighbour who have the Cavapoo, can you hear each other's Cavapoo?
Actually, no, it's not too bad. Only if we have them like kind of outside and they kind of talk to each other, but then we just let them in and they play together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must organise a few play dates.
Yeah, it's great. They're little sisters, they know each other, and when they see each other, they just go mad and play together forever.
I love that.
And
now,
you know what's ideal? I'm sure when you go away on holidays, your neighbour looks after your dog.
Exactly, yeah. We'll have to ask her now and vice versa. We'll do the same for her. To have good neighbours.
That's a very good neighbour relationship. We're glad to hear, Lana. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Come in. Come in now. Put your ear to the radio because you want to hear this story. I had the strangest sauna in my life yesterday. Everything I say right now is legit. I'm not embellishing it for entertainment. This genuinely happened.
So is this in your new gym?
Yes.
So there's kind of a leisure center.
Correct. Now let me paint a picture. This sauna has three benches. They're tiered benches, kind of like the cinema seats.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I can see it.
Top bench, middle bench, lower bench, and then you have the sauna heater in the corner. I walk in. Now, the sauna etiquette is you are allowed lie on top of the bench.
Oh, is that the etiquette?
You're allowed to do that, but if someone walks in, then you have to sit upright.
Okay.
Because you have to
share. Wait a second. Oh, yeah. Whew, it's getting very hot in here now.
I walk in, and the thing is with saunas, they're so dark from the outside. When you open the door and then you kind of see inside, you get a surprise.
Yeah, your eyes need time to adjust. Wait a second, there's a bit more, put a bit more water on it there.
Because you think, oh, I thought I was the only one here. No, there's a 50-year-old man lying face down on the very top bench. So I thought, oh, he's going to move. He did not move. He didn't even know I was there. I thought, okay, that's frustrating because you want to be at the top bench because that's where all the heat is.
Okay.
So I see him there. He's face down on the top bench. I sit on the lowest bench where you get literally no heat because he has all his trousers and towels and bottles of water all at the top bench.
Is he wearing anything?
He is.
He's wearing his trousers and his bottles of water and his
I've
everything.
Never seen it before. Like, everything that he has is in the sauna with him.
Don't bring your water in there. It's
getting
hot.
Very smelly. So there he is. He's lying face down and he's sweating and he's making weird noises. And I'm sat there actually freezing because I'm getting no heat. And he's there for like 8 minutes and he's sweating and he's making strange noises. And then out of nowhere, he sits upright. And I think, thank God this man's going to leave. He's creeping me out. Out of nowhere, he puts on a safari hat. Do you know what the dangly strings?
Like an Australian hat.
Yeah. He sits upright with the safari hat. And then he starts pressing his arms to the ceiling and going, "Oah!" And I'm looking at him like,
Has Ashton Kutcher released a brand new season of Punk'd? What am I witnessing here? Who has a safari hat in a sauna with dangly strings? Then he gets up and he leaves. And I think, thank God.
Yeah.
But he's left all his stuff there.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, he's going to come back, isn't he? He has a cold shower. I can't go to the top bench because all his stuff is there. He walks back in with a 2-litre bottle of water. And he does this. He pours the entire bottle of water on the heater.
Oh, my God.
You're not allowed to put anything on that heater. So it's so smelly and my eyes start to sting because there's so much water. And I go, ah. And he looks at me and goes, too much? Yes, too much. Look at the sign beside it. It says, don't put your water on that. He goes back to the top bench, has the safari hat on, lies face down and starts making noises like a witch doctor.
Oh,
and
no.
And I got out and forget it. I'm never going back to that sauna.
Because you know the worst thing about that is, it's because generally people who go around the time of the day that we go to the gym and swimming pool always go at that time. It's like the afternoon time where we're all at a loss of what to do. So he's always going to be in and around there at that time.
The worst thing is, when I came home and I said to my girlfriend Becca, who does a normal job, my complaint is being in the sauna in the afternoon. No one would believe me if I went to the boss, hey, there's a man there with a safari hat making weird noises, wearing small togs and pouring 2-litre bottles of water on sauna heaters. They wouldn't believe me.
Like, go get a job.
Yeah, get a job.
Get a real job.
What come on,
doing?
There's work out there.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
But right now, it's time for the Showbiz Shootout. This is where Graham and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, aka the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Guten Morgen, Sheriff.
Hiya.
I'm going to begin, if that's okay. Stephen Bartlett is officially a superstar. Now, you might be wondering, who is this man, Stephen Bartlett? Well, if you don't know, he's an English businessman. He's a multimillionaire. He has a fantastic podcast called The Diary of a CEO. I recommend listening to the Jimmy Carr episode. He's actually bringing his podcast to the Helix next Monday. I think you can still get tickets. But he's also a judge on Dragon's Den.
A judge?
A dragon.
Or a dragon. You know what I mean. Someone on the panel with loads of money. He is the youngest dragon of all time.
Is he only like mid-20s or something?
29.
Oh, don't say that to me.
Very young looking.
My age.
And why I'm saying he's officially a superstar, his name got mentioned in a Coronation Street episode.
Oh my God. Fantastic.
Ken Barlow.
Not Ken.
I think it was Ken's granddaughter. I'm not familiar with the soap anymore. But have a listen. We're crossing over to a Corey episode.
You're the dragon. This is the den. So, I'd rather be pitching to Stephen Bartlett, but you can't have everything.
Stephen who?
You know, happy, sexy millionaire. Founded an empire from his student flight in Manchester.
Oh, I like him. He's got an old soul in the body of a young god.
Stephen Bartlett then put up an Instagram, excuse me, what? This really weirded me out, and I don't know why this was sent to me on WhatsApp by a friend's mum. I think it's such a compliment.
It weirded him out.
The body of a god.
It's like Ken Barlow mentioned your name.
Well, Ken Barlow didn't really. He didn't know who Stephen was.
Ken Barlow was in conversation with people who knew who you were. Yeah. I would be honoured. That would be like...
Go on.
I'm trying to think of some.
Go on now.
I'm trying to think of some Fair City like? Characters. Oh. I can't think of their name.
Rory Cowan's in Fair City.
Rory Cowan mentioning Graham and Nathan in the local Spar.
Jeez.
Carrickstown.
You really went for it, Graham. You set yourself up for failure there.
All I could think of was Miley from Glenroe. I can think of it. Right, I want to talk about this guy.
I am warning you. You tell me another and I'll arrest you myself. That is a promise, Miss
Rose, sister of Rose.
Of course. Another plant.
Nicolas Cage is a bad actor. That is not my story.
No, he's actually very good.
In what?
He's just in a lot of bad films. Very different.
Nicolas Cage, listen to this headline, has revealed he still hasn't been refunded for the stolen dinosaur skull he bought at an auction, which he then had to return to Mongolia.
Yeah. He's the front cover of this month's GQ magazine, and he originally bought the Tyrannosaurus skull from a Beverly Hills gallery for $250,000 in 2007, unaware that it was stolen, and he even outbid Leonardo DiCaprio for it.
Oh.
He said, "It was a skull that I bought in an auction, and I bought it legally, but when the Mongolian government said they needed it back, I gave it to them, but I never got my money back." And it was in 2014 when the Department of Homeland Security in the UK got in contact with Nicolas Cage and said, "We believe that skull to be stolen." He goes, "Yeah, I'll give it back if they pay me."
Yeah, I want
give
my
it back.
Money.
But he never got his money. Funny you said that he takes really bad movies. He said in this interview too that he is now extremely selective about what he signs on for after getting out of debt. So maybe the reason he's in so many bad movies is because he was heavily in debt and he needed to take the money.
I think he was in a film called The Pig, which was supposed to be great, but also Leaving Las Vegas. If you haven't seen it, he won an Oscar for it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
He did.
He's an Oscar for...
Leaving Las Vegas.
I'm going to search that.
Search
that. If you're wrong, you're getting called out before I've got to get it wrong.
Okay.
But I'm going to give Graham the win this morning.
For the love of God.
Your story was good, but Graham's was just like a headline that you would never expect. It had everything.
Had everything, Nathan. No, just going to Graham.
I thought you were going to call me Marlon Dingle.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan.
Jack Jones on spin.
Oh, my love, where did you go?
Have to walk in the place and the lies are on you. You can put a smile on your face and you light up the room. But then you left me dancing on the floor alone, and now the DJ's gone and all the lights are wrong. You see, I tried to find you, but words can't describe you. Maybe only one lens ain't enough.
It is 7:45 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Before we get into Gotta Get It Wrong, we need a brief update from Nicolas Cage Corner, producer Callum.
Yeah, so Nathan, you claimed that Nicolas Cage won an Oscar for his film Leaving Las Vegas.
Go on.
I can confirm that he was nominated for two Oscars, one in 1996 for Leaving Las Vegas, and one in 2003 for his role in Adaptation. He won an Oscar in 1996 for Leaving Las Vegas.
They don't call me the movie mongrel for nothing.
What's it about?
It's about...
I think it's quite dark,
it's
isn't
quite
it?
Dark,
he
yeah.
got a job in L.A. and he used to live in Vegas. And about moving to L.A.
Yeah, let's say
Vegas.
That. Let's say
packing
that.
Packing up all his stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Let's do it. Let's play a good hearty game. I gotta get it wrong.
All you gotta do is get the questions wrong, and if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Currently on top is Hannah with 14. She came on yesterday. Joining us this morning is Jenny, who's on her way to work. Jenny, where do you work?
I work in the Laughter Lounge.
The Laughter Lounge?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what do you do in the Laughter Lounge?
I work in tickets, so I work on the box office.
Oh, brilliant.
Is it very early to go into the Laughter Lounge at this time, or is it because just you can buy tickets at any time of the day?
You can buy tickets at any time of the day.
Okay.
I have to say, I had a great evening in the Laughter Lounge.
Did you?
A few years ago. Good energy.
You have to go back in. We're open again.
Don't tell me what to do, Jenny. I'm a busy man.
Jenny.
Oh, are you? Okay, sorry.
Who is your favourite ever comedian that you've seen in the Laughter Lounge?
Good question.
Oh, well, actually, we have a very funny man in this weekend. He's a UK act. And the last time I was there and I saw him, he got a standing ovation.
Oh,
which
my God.
Is
it Michael McIntyre?
No, it's not. But he has been there.
Oh,
you're keeping this very secretive.
His name is Imran Joseph.
Oh, all right, perfect. I like the way you actually sold it,
you
like you were a promoter there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know,
to say,
the Laughter Lounge website be hopping now.
What is the website if I was to go check out tickets for this weekend?
It's laughterlounge.com.
And just ask for Jenny.
You swear this was like a paid thing that I
The sales team are listening. They're going to kill us now. They're going to kill us.
Yeah,
Jenny,
yeah, they will.
What
yeah.
time does the show kick off at?
It kicks off, so the doors open at 7 and the show starts at 8:30.
Oh, so that's a good night.
Get in a bit early.
Get in.
Get relaxed.
Yeah, get in there.
Say hello to Jenny.
And Jenny, will you be there on the night or do you do the business all the days before?
I should be there.
Oh, ask for Jenny.
Ask for Jenny. Well, Jenny, let's see how good you are. I got to get it wrong this morning. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Hannah's on top with 14. 15 puts you top. 1 minute. Here we go.
Okay.
Where in America is Pete Davidson from?
Dublin.
What TV show does Anne Robinson currently host?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
How many sons does David Beckham have?
15.
Who does Victoria Beckham have children with?
Seth Rogen.
Who is Brooklyn Beckham marrying?
Tom Cruise.
What's 76 minus 9?
1.
13 plus 13 is 28. True or false?
True.
What's the capital of Denmark?
France.
Who is the lead singer of Picture This?
Beyonce.
Sing a 1975 song.
Happy birthday to you.
Where is Sam Fender performing this Thursday night?
In Sydney.
What noise does a caterpillar make?
Ping.
What does a caterpillar turn into?
A dog.
What noise does a butterfly make?
Woohoo!
What do you put in a kettle?
Milk.
Sing a Beyonce song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
How do you spell the word fraction?
Y-O-U.
How many days are in a week?
50.
What's the main ingredient of mushroom soup?
Hey!
Carrot.
Oh, that was incredible, Jenny. Jenny, how did you find that?
Oh, God, that was good. That was good.
Oh, you were great. Yeah, is that
happy.
The first time you've ever played Gotta Get It Wrong?
On the radio, like with you guys, yes, but I play it in the car in the morning.
Oh, you can tell. An elite pro, Jenny. We're just counting up your score right now, so bear with us.
It might take you a while.
All right, here we go. Okay. Jenny from the Laughter Lounge. You needed 15 to go on top of the leaderboard. I can tell you, you're going to be very happy you got 16.
Easy.
Woo-hoo!
Easy does it. Jenny, if nobody gets 17 or more, you will be the champion of the week and win the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thank you so much for coming on and have
a
great weekend in the Laughter Lounge. Cheers, Jenny.
I will.
Bye.
See you, Jenny.
Bye.
So Jenny goes top, and if you think you can beat her between now and Friday and win that Gotta Get It Wrong board game, then just give us a WhatsApp with the word wrong to 087-711-1038.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I tell you, I very nearly wasn't in today.
Oh?
I could have been gone straight to A&E last night.
What happened?
Was that the driving range? Practicing my swing.
How is your golf going?
Horrendously bad.
Oh, no.
Like, really, really bad. I'm very bad with the driver. And what I tend to do is I start out on the shorter, kind of the the wedges first, just to kind of get myself warmed
up. Loosen yourself up.
I moved to the woods, and then last night I went to the driver, and I go, come on, Graham. You've been golfing for nearly 9 months now. You have to start being able to hit the ball with the driver.
And the thing is, you're quite the specimen.
I know.
Big arms and huge thighs.
So I went and I got my stance
there
right.
There we go.
Went the driver, got my hands right, got my stance
Are
right.
Are you getting ready to say four?
A little bit soft in the knees. Keep your left arm straight, swing it back. And I swung at it. But I obviously went too low. I hit, so the club went underneath the ball. It shot directly upwards.
Oh.
Smashed the galvanized roof ahead of me.
Oh my.
And fired right down. Oh. I'd say it was a foot away from smashing me in the head. It was so loud and so dramatic that people either side of me, or three bays either side of me, kind of looked over, and it was just silence going, you're right. I go, I'm grand. Just working on my swing. It was so embarrassing.
Do you know what?
That's
actually quite impressive, isn't it?
No, it's not, Nathan.
I'd say
it's so bad.
Yeah, but I'd say someone like Rory McIlroy couldn't do a shot that you did.
Do you know what?
You know what I mean?
You're
all right. Rory, have a go hitting the ceiling there.
And then come straight down vertically from when it goes up and down. Yeah, you're right. If you want maybe new golf clubs or to sign up for a golf course, which I found out is very expensive, we'll tell you how you can win the cash machine just after 8.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
And I want to talk about a TV show. And if anybody is listening...
For the love of God, was a naked attraction again. Yeah,
surprisingly, it wasn't. If anybody was watching this show last night on Virgin Media 2 at 8 till 9 p.m., you will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's this.
Have you got what it takes to beat the cube?
Oh, I love the cube.
Yeah.
I love the cube.
I bow out here, boys. I've never really watched an episode of the cube.
Do you know what's about, though?
I know Philip Schofield is the host, and you have to do different tasks in a cube.
Exactly.
That's very well explained.
The cube. The cube. So that's it. Every time you get a task done, you earn money.
You move up the prize ladder, don't you? So there's 7 tasks. And then the money goes up.
But every time you fail a task, you lose a life. And then there's like simplify, you can do a trial run. But in this one, it was the £1 million cube. So there was 2 people. And you could also get an extra life where you could swap. So if, say me and you were doing Nathan, you were in the cube and you gave it a go. You're like, I don't think this is for me. Let's swap. And I would have gone in for you.
Okay.
If anyone is watching it, please give us a message on 087-711-1038. Because I actually would love to talk to you about it. Because it was the most infuriating episode I've ever watched in my life. And it was got to do with the second round game between father and son, Adam and Reese.
Oh, no.
I usually go to bed around 8:30. I leave Coxie and Justin sitting on the couch. Last night, I waited up till 9 because I had to watch the ending to see what happened with these two. Because I've never watched a game show before in my life where I wanted the people to lose as much
as
this.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. All right. So they come out and they seem kind of normal enough. Father and son in the crowd is daughter / sister and mother.
What age is the son?
The son is around our age. So he's probably late 20s, early 30s. The father is in his probably early to mid 50s. And the sister of the son is probably around the same age too. So late 20s. And then the wife was there too. And they come out and go, what are you going to do with the money? And the father goes, well, you know, I'm going to give it to my daughter. I'm going to give it all to my daughter. And I go, geez, that's very nice. Coxie and Justin, something about this guy I don't like. They're a better judge of character than I am. Because he was the most controlling father I've ever seen in my life. And it was actually horrible to watch.
I'm sorry. If they won the money, would the son see any of it?
The son would get his half. And the father would give the other half to the daughter.
That actually sounds very sweet to me.
It does.
It's the first time on the cube, the £1 million cube, where they allow 2 people on. Normally it's just 1 person, then you do it by yourself. But I think it was a COVID thing, and because they upped the prize money, there was like, right, let's do it with 2 people.
But I have to get into why the father infuriated so much. So he was so controlling. Some games required 1 person, so they had to discuss amongst themselves who was going to go in, and others was 2. When it was 1 person, there was no questions. The father was going in and the son just kind of stood there. And Philip would go, and who's going to take it? I am. I'm going to take it. And the son would be like, yeah, I think Dad would be really good at this one. So then they'd go, he'd go in. And he didn't lose a life, which is unheard of in the cube, for the first 3 games. They did it first time. Unheard of. And he came out of the cube and he was like,
dream situation, dream situation, dream scenario, Reese, dream scenario. And we're like, oh my God, I hate him so much.
Do you think he was practicing a good bit beforehand?
I'd say so, but you can't really practice because you don't know what's going to come up. But you can kind of practice, get an idea of like hand-eye coordination. But when they're in the cube together, he kept on speaking down to his son. Oh. So there was one where they had to communicate how many squares are in their side of the cube. And he goes, don't be mumbling. Don't mumble now.
Oh.
And then there was another one where you had to take cards out of the centre and they have to do it as quick as they can. And they were like, get your hand closer to the cards before I press it. And then Philip Schofield was really digging at the father going, actually, in that last round, your son was quicker than you. And he goes, was he? Was he? Oh, okay, okay. And then for the final game, which we saw on the night, it was like they were allowed the option to swap. So Philip Schofield goes, who's going to do it? He goes, I think I'll do it, the father goes. And then the son goes, yeah, and if you can't do it, we can do a swap. And the father's like, no, I'll be able to do it. The worst thing to happen was, got to the end, 9 o'clock, and it finished on tomorrow night's episode.
What?
Find out how they finish. So they're on £25,000. Oh. I think they had about seven or six lives left. We checked, is it on tonight? It isn't, because it was a repeat.
Oh.
So we don't know
what happened.
It kind of rings a bell. Because this is, like I said, it's the British version, and if it's on Virgin Media 2, they've probably shown it before.
Yeah.
And they're just showing reruns. I can kind of see them in my mind. I think I've watched this.
I think they could have gone on to win the million because they were so good, and I would be devastated. What I want, and I want them to lose it all. I want them to get nothing.
Oh, wait,
because if they fail a test all the time, they'll get kicked out with no money.
I would love Reese to step up to the plate and win it.
No, because then Adam, the father, would just be sorry, couldn't do it. Callum, can you do a quick Google during these songs and find out, because it was on last year.
Yeah.
Can you find out how much they won for me?
Consider it done.
Oh my God. And if anyone else was watching it, please let me know your thoughts on 087 711 1038. And it was the most infuriating person I've ever seen on it in my life. It was a father and son, but the father kept on speaking down to the son. Never let him have a chance. The son was in his like late 20s, early 30s, but the dad was one of those people who you would, as I described him watching it last night in the house, he's a person who would complain in every restaurant that he went into.
Oh, I hate those people.
But they were doing unbelievably well. I've never watched anybody in the cube do so well. And then it finished at £25,000 and they were, join us tomorrow night on the £1 million cube. But because it's a repeat, it's not on tonight. Mm. So I had to find out. I hate saying this, but I actually would like them to win nothing.
Look, Graham, I know you hate the father, but the son is also there. And didn't you say the father was going to split the money with the son and his daughter that was in the crowd?
Yeah, but then I could just imagine the father going home and boasting for the rest of his life that he won X amount on the cube. He's just a horrible person. And I don't like that. This makes me come across really bad. But if you watched it, you would understand. He treated his son so badly. And the poor son was like, okay, Dad. All right, producer Callum.
Okay. So where we left off, left off last night, they just had £25,000 in the bank with seven lives remaining.
And then I think it goes 25, 100,
100,000,
quarter of a million,
then
million.
A million. So there's three games to play to win the million. The next game, game five, is worth £100,000. It's a solo game.
Oh, of course he did it.
The dad did it.
Of course.
He went into the cube and it was the game where there's a table and you're in the middle of the table and there's 20 blocks around you all on the red side and then you have to flip each one upside down so the white side is on the table. He failed the first attempt.
Oh.
He failed the second attempt. He failed the third attempt. How many lives is that left?
I don't know.
Three lives remaining. He uses the simplify.
Yeah.
Gets it in the next one. That's £100,000in the kitty. He goes outside, has a chat with the son, takes the money and run. They won £100,000.
That's insane, Graham. That's a lot of money.
I found a video. It's on the Express website and it doesn't work because the series is about 2 years old and apparently he's in tears and everything. It's apparently meant to be very heartwarming.
It's not.
Maybe he changes now. You see a softer side to him. It was all bravado.
I will say I'm very happy for the son because the son seemed like a really nice guy.
And I don't want to slam Virgin Media, but it doesn't seem good if you're doing a rerun of a show and then you're saying, you know, you're playing a show that says, well, wait till tomorrow night, and then you don't air the next episode.
Yeah, we'll take it up with Virgin
Come
Media.
Come on, Virgin.
All right, they won't fair play. But look, it is Wednesday. We are back after a two-week hiatus. The Rap God is back, and we're pitching our songs after the Kid Laroi Without You on Spin. You
could ask. It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I'm beginning to feel like a Rap God. Rap God.
Kind of feels like Garth Brooks returning to Ireland. Our very own Rap God is back. You know, every Wednesday, myself and Graham, we put forward a song and then we let the Fully Charged community decide on which one the Rap God is going to be rapping tomorrow.
Okay, let's get straight into it. Producer Callum, aka the Rap God, who do you want to pitch their song first?
Let's go in regular order, so we'll start with Graham.
Okay.
What do you have, Graham?
I had a song in mind and I changed it last minute.
Oh, never good.
Don't give out to me for the audio quality, because you'll understand when you hear the song. There was never a proper version of this song recorded.
Oh.
But it was this grime artist's first ever song.
Go. Catch what I say is better than me. Tell my man shut up. Mention my name in your tweets.
Oh,
I
like it.
Shut up. How can you be better than me?
So Stormzy, isn't it? Yeah. Stormzy and Shut Up.
Wait for it to kick in. Now, this is Rap God.
Come man, call me a backup dancer on stage.
Backup dancer.
If that makes me a backup dancer.
Backup dancer.
The man in your biz.
Backup dancer. See? Backup dancer.
It's a solid start there. I'm liking the sound of that.
I have to say, big fan of that.
I needed a big song because I've lost the last month nearly.
I remember, Graham, never forget when you actually showed me that song on YouTube. You said, this guy is going to be really big. You were the founder of Stormzy.
Yeah, kind of.
My song, I know it's going to be a fan favourite. It's out there. Have a listen.
Oh, no! What? No! You can't do that!
What?
Are you ready now? This is...
I don't know how we'll do that.
What do you think of that? An absolute fan favourite. Yeah!
Okay, I know I'm about to get murdered here on the text because everyone wants Maniac, but I don't think it works.
I don't think it works.
Why it's are not you a saying rap. Ah, it is. He says it very quickly. And that's us. Maniac on the floor.
Is there an instrumental for this?
I did find an instrumental. It does sound quite different to the actual song. And there's no karaoke version, so I don't know how the Rap God is going to know when to come in.
No, he just did the lyrics.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you don't seem happy. Why?
No, I think you're going to win. I think it's going to be a whitewash.
It could be close.
Right, Stormzy or Maniac? Give us a text to WhatsApp with your vote. 087-711-1038. That is Stormzy for Shut Up or Maniac for Maniac.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god.
Okay. In a few minutes' time, we're going to be finding out what the song is going to be that the Rap God's going to rap tomorrow. And we're told that it's actually quite close.
How close?
Unbelievably close. As it stands, we're on a tie.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
So, we're going to go to your calls and we're going to have a couple of voice notes. But whilst we're doing that, last entry. I'll close the lines in about a minute and a half. So, 087-711-1038. WhatsApp, either Stormzy or Maniac.
Yeah, this
please
is the Stormzy song I'm going for.
Go! Catch what I say is better than me. Tell my man.
Shut up!
See, we can get involved.
Yeah.
We can get involved.
That's Stormzy's first song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one, but like, you what are you?
It's a fan favourite. Oh. I don't really know what he's saying.
It has no meaning. Now, ready, now move to the madness. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi. Dawn, what are you saying? Stormzy or Maniac?
Maniac.
Oh, okay, Dawn.
It's going to be a challenge for Callum as well. So, and you know what? I'm going to see Stormzy in a couple of weeks, so I really wanted to lean towards him when I heard Stormzy first, but it has to be Maniac.
Oh, can I ask, where are you seeing Stormzy?
Three Arena in Dublin.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, well, Dawn, okay, Stormzy.
Now, look, we don't know yet if it's going to be Maniac. Do you have any advice for the rap god if it ends up being Maniac?
Start learning it now. I don't think anyone knows the words to it.
Thing is, I think Maniac is a lot easier than Stormzy.
Do you think?
This is my issue. I think it's a lot easier.
Why do you say that?
Because I've listened to, have you listened to Shut Up recently? It is so quick. The verses are very quick. While it's actually, that's pretty quick too.
There's just not a clean instrumental.
He needs to pretend he's in a nightclub and have a few drinks before he comes into work.
Yeah, a few apple juices maybe. Yeah. A little Capri Sun. Well, Dawn, thank you very much for your vote. It's going in. See you later. A few voice notes in here, Audrey.
100% Maniac all the way.
Oh, it's not looking good. Luke.
Stormzy, Shut Up. The Maniac one is not. It wouldn't work, lads.
Okay, thank you, Luke.
Okay.
Sandy.
Good morning, Spin. As soon as I heard Maniac, put a smile on my face. So, has to be Maniac.
Well, it's not looking good for me.
Are we going to say lines are now closed?
Lines are now closed.
Yeah. Producer Callum, a.k.a. the Rap God, is tallying up the score. Now,
Which would you like, Nathan?
There has always been murmurings that this is a corrupt show.
Yes.
And it could very well be.
Because the Rap God is the one who actually tallies up the and votes.
We're not allowed to look at the messages. And we know that when we put forward a song, it's very, you know, easy to know what song the Rap God wants.
Are you saying that there should be an independent adjudicator?
Probably should
be. We haven't got the budget for that, so you're going to have to stick with me.
There we go. There's the result.
I'm going to just put it out there. I would be so surprised. If Stormzy Shut Up wins, I'm telling you now,
I'm even
we know as a nation that things are getting corrupted.
It's the tightest it's ever been, it's the biggest vote we've ever had for the Rap God.
It's deafening, Maniac. I swear to God. You know, this is the most corrupt show. I tell you, give me that phone.
With 52.3% of the vote.
No, it's not.
It is. Where is it?
Oh, this is a joke.
I cannot.
This is an absolute joke.
I cannot express how much it flipped and flopped between the times of the votes.
Look me in the eye.
Yes.
Look me in the eye.
This is an illegitimate. I was so ready for Maniac. I found an instrumental and the lyrics up on screen. I was prepared to do Maniac.
What do you think, Graham?
You can keep picking Maniac until it wins.
No, I don't want to do that. What do you think?
I think this is a good song too.
Maniac. Okay, I do like this Stormzy Shut Up song. I'm just very surprised.
Okay, I'm surprised too. Pick it another time. Pick it another time. I might pick it sometime.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Now, we have a fantastic Red Bull prize on offer this morning. But before we tell you what it is, Graham, we were discussing the Red Bull flug tag. Yourself, myself and producer Callum, we were involved a few years ago. And we had a meeting with our boss, James.
Yeah.
And you had touched on that day was very special because producer Callum told us that he had a brand new girlfriend called Jess.
And then he said in our after-show meeting yesterday, so he wants to know more about it.
Yeah, he said you kind of finished the conversation a bit too quick.
Yeah. So, producer Callum, tell us more about it.
So the Red Bull flug tag was in May, wasn't it? May 2018.
Yes.
Or was it 19?
No.
Or was it 17?
It was definitely 2018.
I really want you to give us a lot of detail.
Okay. So, I started seeing Jess. We just celebrated our four-year anniversary on Sunday.
What?
So that means that I was seeing Jess from March.
In secret?
We're not in secret. Wait, I was just keeping it on the down low.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I don't tell you everything.
Well, you didn't tell us anything.
Okay,
well,
so...
Because I don't need... I've not long been working with you.
Refresh my memory.
Okay.
This is a question for Graham.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember. Did producer Callum say to us he had a girlfriend or was seeing a girl?
I'm pretty sure it was girlfriend.
So how many dates did you go on with Jess?
So the first date we went on was to Token in Smithfield. Lovely date. Meals, games, fantastic. Then we went to Liffey Valley.
On the same day?
No, the second date.
All right.
Because I had to get a blank
jigsaw puzzle because we were interviewing Anne Marie the next day.
Okay.
Did you go to Cosmo's All You Can Eat?
No, we didn't. We went to the cinema and we went to see The Greatest Showman.
Oh, great film.
And that was kind of, that became our film and everything.
Oh, wait a second. You do, sing us your favourite song from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah, you do great.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colours fill my head. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. There we go.
And where was the third date?
I can't remember. But we went on the Viking Splash and everything, RIP. It was a great few months. And then I went official with you in
May
when the plug tag happened.
Callum, how did you ask Jess, will you be my girlfriend?
It was the other way around.
Was it?
Well, it was mainly more,
Jess.
Go on, Jess.
Are we going to be a couple or not? And I was like, yeah, let's.
I love that.
Yeah. Make up your mind,
bit
Callum.
Bit of passion there.
Well, there we go. There's my life story.
Oh, that was great. Let me tell you about Red Bull. It's the perfect energy booster to help you enjoy life beyond lecture halls. And all week, we're giving away tickets to a Red Bull event this summer with three of your friends, and you can check out all of the events online at redbull.com for more information.
Yeah, we're going to play you an energising mix of three songs. If you know the three songs, just tell us what they are on WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. And just tell us who you are and where you're from as well. Here is that mix.
I said, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Okay, one current song.
That's actually quite tough. Genuinely, I don't know if I get that.
Two older songs. Okay, listen to it again. Are you ready? The first one is fairly new, and the other two from about, 5 years ago. Ah, yeah, you should know that.
Now, the first song isn't Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Second one says the title in it. You know the second one. Third one, you can figure that one out. Okay, 087 711 1038 is the number. Tell us the three songs and you could be going to that Red Bull event. You and three friends. Good morning, Bronwyn. How are you? So excited, the phone has gone all
crackle,
alien and robot-y on us. Can you hear us properly, Bronwyn?
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, Bronwyn, can I say that is a gorgeous name. I've never heard of Bronwyn before. Is it Welsh?
Sorry, it's Welsh.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Well, Bronwyn, let's go. Come on, we got three songs here. It's an energising mix. You tell us the three songs, we'll give you the prize. Do you want to hear it once more?
No, I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, I'll play it once more anyway. Fair play, I like your confidence.
Tonight, Bronwyn, what is it?
So, the first one is Melody. The second one is We Found Love, and the third one is Promises.
Ah, come on, come on. That's way too easy. She's only gone and done it.
Piece of cake. That is a piece of Welsh cake. Moist and delicious.
Bronwyn, you have just won tickets for you and three friends to go to a Red Bull event this summer. Thank you so much for listening to the show and enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
Bronwyn, who are you going to bring?
I'll have to bring my other half, and I'll have to bring my friends.
Beautiful. Oh. Bronwyn, thank you so much. Enjoy the sunshine today. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, it makes me sad, that song. Makes me sad.
Yeah.
It's when they were both so in love with each other. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, and Señorita.
She has a song called Bam Bam. Thought I know I was over speaking
earlier on in the show. We were talking about why Nathan isn't allowed to talk out of the songs.
Yeah,
that's exactly why.
Well, I'm left in the dark. I've no idea what happens on the show. Genuinely, I turn up, I sit in the seat, my computer barely works. I have no idea what the next song is going to be. I often don't know the name of the artists. I'm not familiar with the music.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
Do you know what's funny? There is going to be a 2 days in May.
Is it 2 days?
It's 2 days in May where I'm on holidays and Nick Kay, who usually covers me, is on holidays. And it's going to be just Nathan and producer Callum.
I said to him today when you went to the toilet,
yeah,
I am going to be
saying what the song is and what the artist is.
I don't think he will be. I think I can
am.
Do that.
No, I would find out more to find. I'm not turning up. I'm not turning up if I'm not allowed to do that.
A man with
I'm
very little presenting skills.
I'm not having producer Callum do it. I will do that.
Okay.
I can do it.
No.
It's so easy.
Hold on, okay.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Spin 103.8. It's a little bit sunny outside.
Before I go on holidays, we're going to test you against each other, and the listener will decide who gets to do my
It'll
role.
It'll be mortifying. Genuinely. No, I'm being serious. I'd be upset now.
I know you say you don't know what's coming up. I'll tell you what's coming up.
I have no idea what's coming up.
You love cooking?
Yes.
You love people's houses?
Yeah.
You love celebrities? You love fridges. You recently got a new fridge.
Okay.
What's inside your fridge? What's the main thing you always have to have inside your fridge? A couple of things.
Butter.
Yes.
Water.
This isn't a quiz.
Do I win?
This is a conversation.
This sounds like a game.
No, it's not a game. It's a conversation.
Okay.
What's usually in your fridge?
I've already said to you. Butter.
Butter and water.
And ketchup.
Okay. On the way next.
It's no solid food.
I've got pictures. Of celebrities.
Sounds like a game.
Of celebrities' fridges.
It's a game.
Can you figure out whose fridge it is based on what they have?
Oh, I love this game.
It's not a game. It's a conversation. And we're doing it next. Bad Habits from Ed Sheeran. It is 9:39 on Spin 103.8. Nathan, what's in your fridge?
Sorry?
What's in your fridge?
Butter. Ketchup.
Yes.
I have some fit foods in there. I have ham. Cheese. Tomatoes. I have one of these drawers at the bottom where I keep all the vegetables.
Do you find that sometimes you leave the vegetables in there too long?
Yes, yeah. They get soggy. Oh. What I did the other week, I don't mind telling you, I took out the drawer and I gave it a big old clean.
Yeah, it's good.
I got rid of all those onion leaves and everything. It gets so soggy.
You know how it's kind of ridged as well, the vegetable basket?
Yeah.
How it's kind of bumpy. All the dirt gets caught in between the ridges. So
always bits of soggy lettuce stuck in the corners and everything. Not nice.
I always find, I'm the only one who cleans out our vegetable drawer.
It's so annoying. I hate when you do those jobs and you think, if I wasn't here...
Would they just let mould grow on the cherry tomatoes?
They would.
I've got a couple of pictures of famous people's fridges. And I know you're big into food. And you love reality TV and celebrity lifestyles.
Yep.
But can you match up the fridges and tell me who owns the fridge? So here's fridge number one, Nathan.
Are there any clues here?
I'll tell you, this is a lady from America.
Pass it over to me. Okay, so this is an enormous fridge. This is the sort of fridges they have in Avoca. It's not just a standard fridge. It's like a...
industrial fridge.
Yeah, very industrial.
That's in someone's home. So put two and two together, Nathan. That's a very wealthy person's fridge.
A lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. I'm seeing Gatorade on the left-hand side. I'm going to need a clue. Is it a singer?
I've given you clues. It's a very wealthy woman from America.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. I'm going to say Michelle Obama.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh! Okay.
You know someone's made it when you've got a fridge with an ice machine and the water dispenser.
That's not even an ice machine. That's a walk-in fridge, like a walk-in wardrobe.
You know when someone has made it when they buy bottled water?
Fridge number two.
Okay, this actually doesn't look that nice. This is a regular fridge that yourself and myself have. All lunch boxes. Soup Friday. Friday, Thursday, pastry, Wednesday, salad, Monday, veggies, fish.
Very organised.
Very organised. A bit too organised for my liking.
Reminds me of producer Callum when he bought his labelling machine.
Yeah.
And started to label all the stuff, whether it was his or Jess, even though only two people live in the house.
I'm going to say it's badly organised because you have Friday on the second shelf and then you have Wednesday on the bottom shelf.
Oh, that's
it's
not good.
A bit all over the place here.
I'll tell you, it is a British female that came to fame in a reality TV show. Music reality.
Stacey Solomon.
He's got it. He's got it.
Yeah.
Kind of has that vibe about it. A bit scatty.
Stacey. Yeah.
I'll give you one more. Fridge.
Okay. Okay, so this is your bottles of water.
Yeah.
As a family, we were making a conscious effort to get rid of single-use plastic.
So they have got glass bottles of water.
It's really old school glass bottles. It's something you get milk in.
It's a very bad picture as well. Very grainy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But what family owned that fridge?
Give me a clue.
They're a very famous family that get referenced on this show a lot.
The Osbournes.
No, the Beckhams.
Oh, sorry, that's a Beckham
Beckhams?
It's a pretty bad fridge for the Beckhams.
Who took the picture, Brooklyn?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I thought there was an earthquake happening in Dublin, but it was just Nathan O'Reilly's stomach.
Yeah.
Are you okay over there?
Not well.
When's the last time you're laughing when I say I'm not well? When's the last time you've eaten?
3 days ago. Intermittent fasting.
He's not.
I'm doing intermittent fasting.
You're not doing intermittent fasting.
What have I found here? I'm changing the lights in the studio. I found the little controller. Okay, countdown on the radio. I am the next Anne Robinson. We just rip off the TV show. Graham, you're going to be playing. Producer Callum, get involved. You listening. We want to hear your word. We're trying to make the biggest word possible. So WhatsApp your word and include your name to 087 711 1038. Let's begin.
Why do you keep changing the lights in the studio?
Because I'm having a bit of fun.
Okay, let's go for a consonant.
K.
Vowel.
O. Knockout.
Consonant.
P. Oh, the cop.
Go on, the cop. Vowel.
U.
Consonant.
T. Hurry up.
Vowel.
A.
Consonant.
R.
Consonant.
D.
What do I have left?
One more.
Consonant.
P. Okay. Best of luck. So that is K. O. P. U. T. A. R. D. P. The number is 087 711 1038. Please WhatsApp your answer and include your name. How's everyone getting on? Stop what you are doing, Graham. Immediately stop what you are doing.
I'm just counting my letters.
Producer Callum, don't be cheating.
Okay, I'm not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. I'm actually getting a headache from all these flashing lights in
got
the studio.
Got a 6.
What?
I got a 6.
No, you. No names, Barbie, no names.
I only got 4.
Can we stop with the lights? I genuinely I'm not feeling well.
It's you have flashing. The lights on a setting where they keep on flashing.
Okay, what's your word?
Dopar. D-O-P-P-A-R.
No.
Dopar is to top a cat.
Dare you. How dare you. You're making a mockery of this game. Disqualified.
D-O-P-P-A-R.
And I'm making a verdict here. You're suspended next week. You're not allowed to play. You can only just witness.
I went dot, D-A-R-T.
Fair play to you.
Thank
supporting
you
a good mode of transport there.
Very quickly, just on the text, adopt. That's coming from Craig, A-D-O-P-T. Yeah, very good. P-U-P-A from Rosemary. Pooper.
P-U-P-A. Pupa.
Pupa, is that a word?
I'm not too sure.
P-A-D-O-U-K from Matthew.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
That's the biggest word you could get.
Oh, is that a real word?
A padauk. Yeah, P-A-D-O-U-K.
Wow, okay. Let's have a look here.
It's a very durable wood.
Oh, not just any wood. Yeah. Durable wood.
Who did that?
Matthew.
Fair play to you, Matthew. So, Graham, you've been suspended. You can appeal all you want. We can go to the courts if you want to.
I'll appeal.
Okay, we'll discuss that next week.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.